Monmouth College Conversations. I'm Dwayne Bonifer in the Monmouth College Office of Communications and Marketing. And every week during the academic year, I sit down with members of the Monmouth College community to talk to them about their interests, what they do, and things they've done. In this 31st edition of Monmouth College Conversations for the 2023-2024 school year, we'll preview the final play of the 2023-2024 Monmouth Fighting Scots theater season, and it's going to be a good one. Theater season will conclude with a musical production about youth and relationships. The college's Department of Theater will present the musical The Theory of Relativity, which will be presented from April 18th through the 21st in the historic Wells Theater. With music and lyrics by Neil Bartram and a book by Brian Hill, The Theory of Relativity, which premiered in 2014, explores how young adults deal with their personal feelings and situations and how they develop communities based on their shared experiences. This will be the first time The Theory of Relativity has been presented at Monmouth College, and it will also be the first time that Lisa Wipperling has directed a play at Monmouth. Lisa is a veteran of the musical theater, and she's an assistant professor of musical theater at Western Illinois University. Her work last year caught the eye of Monmouth theater professor Todd Quick, which resulted in an invitation to direct a play at Monmouth. But more about that later. First, a little bit about The Theory of Relativity. Lisa says that Neil Bartram and Brian Hill wanted to create a show that explores the moods, moments, and especially the relationships of high school and college students.
They wanted to put together a show that was stories of high school students and stories of college students, so like that age range and their experience. So they wanted to put together a show that encapsulated the experience of that age group of people, so that it would then be performable by that age group of people, and you know, college students wouldn't have to be playing a 50-year-old that's, you know, out of their realm of experience, if that makes sense. So appealed to me in that way, but The Theory of Relativity is just that. There are some references to, you know, the theory of relativity. There's references to pi. There are references to other equations. The last song of the show is titled "I Am Nothing Without You," and I just think it's really true. There are a lot of storylines that kind of weave in and out and interconnect, but you know, I am nothing without these actors, and these actors are nothing without the crew backstage, and the crew are nothing without the stage manager, and the stage manager is nothing without the director. You know, so I just feel like we are all connected in this telling of this story, but like each and every one of us on this earth are nothing without the other people having some kind of relation to them, right? So everything is relative. And we talk about some of those things in here, how a truck driving in one direction versus driving in the other will be hit at the same time with light. And the speed of light is kind of elusive and odd and interesting. So yeah, it's a little bit about equation stuff, and it's way more about human relationships, and I dig into that part of it more. So
no requirements in terms of math or physics prerequisites in order to see the show.
No prerequisites. You can come and know nothing and still find parts of the show that are quite amusing and relatable. Yeah.
How did you come familiar with this?
With the show? Honestly, we were looking for particularly a song cycle of some sort, because I thought that would be a really nice way to dive into. I've directed a lot of musicals at the high school level. This is the first musical that I've directed at the college level. I've done a lot of music directing, but it's my first show directing as a musical at the college level, and I wanted to dive into something that I thought I could handle on a first go about it. But this has been a really good project for this particular cast. I think it really fits them well.
Talk about the line, "I'm nothing without you," and talk about relationships. That's a big part of high school and college life. Learning relationships, how to negotiate them, the value of them, how to nurture them and grow them.
Yeah, so there are there's a song in here, "End of the Line," where two best friends in high school, they talk about their journey through high school and then their journey through college, and how one of them starts off as very popular and then the other one of them ends up very popular in college, and you know, the dynamics of their relationship, how it changes through those years, and how, you know, fickle it may be and how longevity they might come into. Yeah, that wasn't a sentence, but that makes sense. There we have, you know, relationships that are between same-sex couples, and we have relationships between people who love cats and people who are very, very allergic to cats. So there are lots of ins and outs of interconnectivity. But yeah, it's super fun.
How many characters are in the play?
So the show itself, I think, has 12 named characters. Might be 14. 14 named characters. And we cast 17 across the board to fill the needs of this particular show. So there are several quite large numbers that we do in the show. And then there are a lot of small group and solos as well.
Talk about the style of music. It's, I guess you would call it modern, but it sounds like a musical.
Yeah, so the music is absolutely contemporary. That's the word that I would use. It's in this century, some pop styles, but I think a very classic contemporary sound. Lots of beautiful tight harmonies. We have a song that is almost entirely a cappella, and they just have a blast singing all of these different sound qualities like a vocal jazz group would. Yeah.
You're listening to Monmouth College Conversations. I'm Duane Bonifer in the Monmouth College Office of Communications and Marketing. I'm talking to Lisa Wipperling. She's directing the upcoming musical, The Theory of Relativity. It will be presented from April 18th through the 21st in the college's historic Wells Theater. You can easily order tickets online for The Theory of Relativity. And to do that, just point your browser to monmouthcollege.edu/theater. And that's theater spelled R-E. In fact, now is a great time to order your tickets for The Theory of Relativity while you listen to this podcast. You can also read more about The Theory of Relativity in the news and events section of the Monmouth College website. And that address is monmouthcollege.edu/news. Now let's get back to my conversation about The Theory of Relativity with the play's director, Lisa Wipperling, who's making her Monmouth debut. The cast of The Theory of Relativity features almost all Monmouth students, with the exception of Drew Carlson. He's a student at Monmouth Roseville High School, and he's already appeared in several Monmouth productions all over the historic Wells Theater. Lisa says the cast in the Monmouth production blends experienced actors with those who are relatively new to the stage.
But yeah, there are some very experienced musical theater performers in this cast, and then some beginners. And I think the cast has really come together in a beautifully energetic way. The energy in the room is light and caring and generous, and you'll feel that when you come to see the show.
You're very much a student of the musical theater. Does it seem like younger people are experiencing with younger people a bit of a renaissance right now, maybe since Hamilton or maybe around that period? Or is it just old people like me noticing that young people are rediscovering the musical theater these days?
I wouldn't say that it's young people discovering a renaissance. I I mean, you know, with Taylor Swift, for example, there being Swifties and people that appreciate Taylor Swift but aren't necessarily Swiftie. I think there are, you know, older generations that were struck by Hamilton just as much as younger generations. So I think Hamilton absolutely was revolutionary in terms of it bringing, and it wasn't the first show that did this, but it bringing kind of history back with a hip hop style, which was different than what we were used to. But I think it seems more people are interested in, you know, what is this musical thing? What is this thing that I don't know about that people are talking about? So I feel like I think we have a role to play in, you know, presenting something exciting and relatable for new audiences as they decide to hopefully come out and try something new. Yeah.
Talk about your first experience directing a musical on a college level. You said you've done it at high school. What are the differences? What have you learned at this point in the process?
Oh, well, I mean, I've music directed a lot. So I have a lot of college experience, just in a different role in the show. And what's interesting is the director at a university level is not a one-man band, right? Or a one-woman band. They have a team of designers that they all put their heads together to collectively put together a show with a group of students that is, you know, worthy of an audience. So, you know, I come to the table with, okay, I've read it and I've listened to it and these are my initial thoughts and what do you all think? And then the costume designer comes with their thoughts of color and shape and you know, silhouette, and the lighting designer comes with their thoughts and the set designer comes with their thoughts, and we all come together and have conversations about what story we're trying to tell, hopefully with the vision that I had or have shifted to based on the team. And then I talk to the actors and I work with each one of them on the stories they're trying to tell and does it align with the vision that I originally had? Are we going in a different direction? But I think we've stayed on message for the most part and been able to come together as a cohesive unit to share this story with audiences.
What have you enjoyed most about directing this show up to this point, a couple weeks out before opening night?
The people. These students are eager, enthusiastic, talented, hard workers, willing to take feedback and put it into place. They encourage each other. It's just I look forward to coming to rehearsal every night, and I live in Macomb, so it's a 35 minute drive here and back and a 4-hour rehearsal every night for 6 weeks. So it's a commitment, but I look forward to seeing them every day and seeing what they've then, you know, what notes they've taken and put into the process and where they're growing from day to day. So, yeah.
Folks should come see this show because?
Oh, gosh. I think some theater is escapism and entertainment only. I think some theater asks a question that wants you to answer it. I think, especially from COVID, where we were all in isolation for so long, I think we are dying to get closer to or seeking connection. And I think this whole show is about relationships and finding connections between people. So if you want a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of escapism, and a little bit of, oh, that, okay, I can relate to that, you will really love the show.
In addition to a strong cast, Lisa says the Theory of Relativity also has a strong creative group working behind the scenes, including Monmouth Theater professors Todd Quick, Vanessa Campagna, and Peter Rule. In fact, Lisa's recent production of the charming romantic comedy The Last Train to Nimrock is what led Todd Quick to invite her to direct The Theory of Relativity.
Say the team that I've been working with, Peter Rule is doing double duty as the set designer and the lighting designer, as well as the TD who has built the set and worked with a team of students to build and paint and create. But Vanessa is the chair of the theater department here, and she's also stepping stepping into the roles of choreographer and costume designer for the show, and she is utterly fantastic. Both Peter and Vanessa have been great to work with. Todd Quick, who's another theater professor here, saw a show that I directed in the fall and recommended me for this position. So I'm very grateful for Todd to put my name in the ring and get considered to do this and get, you know, the opportunity to do this. And then Janelle Johnson, who has been a music director for shows in the past, is back with us music directing. The team has just been fantastic to work with. Everyone's kind and thoughtful and intelligent and creative. This is going to be a really fun show.
That's Lisa Wipperling. She's directing the Monmouth debut of the musical The Theory of Relativity. It will be presented from April 18th through the 21st in the college's historic Wells Theater. You can read more about what promises to be a very fun show at monmouthcollege.edu/news. You can also order your tickets online. There's a link in the story, or you can do it directly by pointing your browser to monmouthcollege.edu/theater, and that's theater spelled R-E. And that's a wrap on this 31st episode of Monmouth College Conversations for the 2023-2024 school year. You can tell us what you think, or you can add to the conversation. You can do that by firing off an email to us, and that address is news@monmouthcollege.edu. Be sure to put conversation in the subject line. Until our next conversation, this is Duane Bonifer in the Monmouth College Office of Communications and Marketing. Thanks so much for listening. So long, everybody, and have a nice day.